The Regional Development Forum for Africa, which is to serve as a preparatory meetings for the International Telecom Union, ITU World Telecommunications Development Conference, slated for 2014 in Egypt, has opened in Accra. Participants from other African countries will discuss cybersecurity, how to create a safer cyberspace, and regulatory government systems in Africa. Speaking at the opening, the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boama, asked participants to build consensus and present a common voice at the conference next year. He said this is the only way to be an equal player in setting the global agenda for the International Telecommunication Union. Naomi Cumming has found out of this report.
According to Dr. Omane Boama, the agricultural revolution bypassed Africa. So did the industrial revolution. Therefore, Africa must not let the story of information technology be the same. He said Africa must strive to develop despite the challenges faced within the continent of development and the demands of globalization.
The potential for development in this age is heightened in us. Africa remains resilient. Our spirit remains strong as we strive to develop despite the challenges we face as Africans within the context of our developmental handicaps. Our destinies are intrinsically linked. Through which means did you receive the news regarding the Nairobi Westgate Mall attacks? Mine was via the power of the internet. As depressing as this story is, it buttresses the fact that ICTs play a vital role in disaster prevention and management, whilst sparing development in all aspects of our human endeavors.
Dr. Omane Boama said Africa's attainment of the MDGs will be a mirage if ICT is not utilized and harnessed appropriately. A senior presidential advisor and chairman of the National Development Planning Committee, PV Obeng, stated that bold steps should be taken to make ICT available at every stage to ensure that the youth take up lead roles in the development of the continent.
The information technology revolution is a platform that Africa must participate as an equal partner with the rest of the world. The opportunities that the revolution brings must be shared equitably. While we build the necessary partnership among stakeholders, the requirements for us in Africa is to put our people first in the center of the revolution and strive to improve their living conditions. To make this realizable requires massive investment in broadband infrastructure to provide a platform upon which we can deploy applications in governance, education, health, commerce throughout the country for the benefit of our people. We therefore need to take bold steps to provide ICT skills at every and very early stages of our school system and ensure that the youth will grow up with a technology mindset and imbibe innovation and adventuring attitudes, play front row positions in the forward march to our economic emancipation.
He said the theme for the forum, ICT for Development and Empowerment of Africa, should not awaken broadband alone, but also have a positive effect on citizens.
Naomi Cumming reporting.